Welcome to Culture, Talent, and Growth. Join Anish Shah and the Ruckus team as they invite dynamic leaders to share what they've learned about creating lasting culture, attracting great talent, and achieving sustainable growth. Let's get started.
Hello, Angela. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm glad that we get to chat a little bit about your experience.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me today.
Of course. So, I mean, even before you joined Trade Coffee as the Senior Vice President of Marketing, you had such an extensive background, so much experience, but in such a wide range of industries, from Getty to the leading hotels of the world, and most recently Tidal for almost 4 years. Can you talk to me a little bit about the transition from streaming and all the other industries that you've been in to coffee and what's been the most exciting for you?
Yeah, you know, there's something that's interesting, or I think a really common thread between a lot of the companies I worked at. You know, one is the business model, the subscription business model. You know, in marketing and lifecycle management for subscription service, there are some best practices that you can carry across different industries, right? So that's one thing. But the other thing that I really love about the thread between my different roles is this idea that comes from them about customer centricity and about the thing that we're selling really being something that's special in a broader market. And what I mean by that is if I think about Trade Coffee, right? This is a really unique product for anyone that loves coffee, right? But this isn't meant for someone that really isn't at least a little bit discerning about the coffee that they drink. If I think about Tidal, it wasn't meant for someone listening to the radio. It's meant for someone that really loves music, leading hotels. It's not meant for someone that just like loves to travel. It's someone that loves to go to luxury hotels that really provide a unique experience rooted in the culture from where they come from, right? So that thread of being part of a company and selling a product that really speaks to a unique customer in a broader space and has that subscription hook as part of it, I think is what excited me about coming into this space, quite frankly. And I thought it was a really nice way to apply the skill set and the experience I've had in prior roles to this role.
I love that. I love kind of that thread that you drew in creating or speaking to audiences with refined tastes, if you will, within the subscription model. So that totally resonates. And as a longtime Tidal subscriber and future Trade Coffee subscriber, I am excited about that. So now that you're in the role, you've been in the position for a couple months. Congratulations, by the way. How are you feeling? What are some of the key learnings since you've been in the role?
Yeah, I mean, look, first and foremost, it's really learning how deep and immersive the world of coffee is. I mean, this world is insanely nuanced, right? You know, if you think about like kind of similar products, or I think about wine and craft beer, how they really have this really deep, intricate world that you can get into. And I think with coffee, a lot of us take for granted because it is part of most of our everyday lives, really how rich and nuanced the world is, right? And I think that's a learning that I'm seeing a lot of opportunity in. There's a lot of ways for us to show this to coffee lovers in a way that isn't scary and that is more approachable than the world of wine and craft beer, as an example, right? Like, which are a little bit more off-putting and a little more hoity-toity, if that makes sense. And I think, you know, Trade has done this wonderful job of taking the guesswork out of that world and helping you become part of this really rich culture and doing it in a way that's really accessible. I think something else I discovered is, it kind of builds on that, is the intricacy in really getting coffee from all over the country, from these independent small roasters into the hands of consumers. I think one of the things I love about this product is, you know, I can be sitting in New York and in Brooklyn, where there's a bunch of coffee shops here, but I get a local roast from like Salem that they do, especially for Halloween every year, right? And I can get that delivered to me fresh as if I like walked into the store and I can make that in the way that I usually make my coffee, right? Which is using just a regular drip coffee machine. So I think there's something to be said about delivering this amazing experience, but from local roasters around the country, small businesses, into the homes of people all over the country in a really accessible way. So that's a key learning for me, is a little bit about the intricacy of the space, but also the intricacy of what we're doing as Trade with connecting these small businesses to, you know, kind of different coffee lovers around the country. And I think the last thing is how awesome, I know this sounds like a cheap plug, but I really mean it, like in an authentic way, how awesome this product is. It is very unique, right? Like that little experience I just gave of like getting that bag of coffee from a roaster in Salem and it's fresh and it's delivered to my door and I didn't have to think much about it. I'm able to discover something that I literally would not have been able to discover on my own is awesome. And I'm not this like sophisticated coffee drinker. You know, I'll go to Dunkin' Donuts every once in a while. You know, I will go to local coffee shop and go to Starbucks. I will do, you know, it's not like I sit here and I'm, you know, have all these 18 different machines to make my coffee. So for me, those are the key learnings, that there's really this amazing opportunity for us to showcase the intricacy of the craft coffee world to many, many, many coffee lovers, but take all the technical aspects and the scariness out of it.
Absolutely. I think about, the examples you gave of coffee, wine, craft beer, also chocolate comes to mind. Obviously not a beverage, but a consumable that falls into the same category of like, if you're going to elevate your participation in it and make it more of like a hobby and a passion than just a habit, then it's as much about the taste as it is about the origins and how it's being sourced and who's making it. And I think being able to be connected with local small roasters around the country is such an incredible thing for a lot of people who are trying to elevate their coffee game, and to have kind of the intimidation factor taken out of it. Because some of these coffee shops can be very, you know, the perk of Dunkin' and Starbucks is that you can walk in and not have to like be intimidated.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Like, you should be able to enjoy coffee on your terms. It doesn't need to be like, oh, you drink it with milk, like, or you drink it with flavor. Like, who cares? Like, yeah, I do. You know, I like pumpkin spiced, whatever. But I can also enjoy cool coffee from different places around the country that are catered to my taste, right? So I think that's a really, really great point you just made.
If I go to like a hipster coffee shop, which I love the vibe, I love the energy, I love the people, but I'm like, I drink cow's milk in my coffee. And I'm like, don't tell me what. Like, amazing. So now that you've been in the SVP seat for a couple months, I'm hearing rumors that you're starting to grow your team. Can you speak to me a little bit about what you're looking for and what's ahead for you in the marketing team at Trade?
Yeah, look, there are some very specific roles we're hiring for across retention and lifecycle, growth and brand on the team. But I think when I think about the profile of the person, right, we're a startup, we're a small company. And what's really important for me, and this is based on some of the experience I've had working at larger companies in my past, I don't want to hire folks that are very, very precious about their specific job and they're not flexible. I need people that are subject matter experts in certain areas, but have the ability to flex, have the ability to be a little bit more of a generalist when the time comes. Because I think that's where, you know, as a business, as we grow and our needs change, we want to be able to have employees and team members that adapt to that. But it's also a good learning opportunity, right? That's how I learned. My background started out in analytics, like, and I'm here now leading a marketing team, right? And it's because having that adaptability is helpful for you as you grow in your career to discover the things that you can spike in and things that you're interested in and where those two things meet, right? So that's one thing, is really looking for flexible, adaptable marketers. The other is goes back to that customer-centric thinking, going back to what I said earlier, right? It's, I really need marketers that really, really understand what this product is, how to make the right consumer say yes to this product, right? And say that it's for them. And they are always keeping in mind and really kind of looking at everything through this customer-centric lens, which for me means like you say yes to the things and do the things that are important to the customer, but you are really bad at stuff that is not important to the customer. And being empowered to say no to things is very hard. And with a small company, like in a startup world, like you have to really make tough trade-offs. And some of those trade-offs have to be in service to doing things very, very good for the customer that you're trying to actually acquire and keep. Those are the types of folks that I'm looking for.
Oh, it doesn't get better than that. I mean, adaptable, customer-obsessed marketers make a great team. I feel like that's amazing. And then, yeah, we were so grateful to be a part of you finding this role and joining the Trade Coffee team. Do you mind just speaking a little bit to your experience with Ruckus in that process?
Yeah, it was great. Look, I think one of the things that you find when you're searching for a job, whether or not you're working with a recruiter, but it happens in both cases, is that you constantly have that feeling of like, did I do well? How did it go? What do they think? What's going to happen next? And I think with Ruckus, you know, they were constantly like on top of and very proactive with feedback from, you know, at this point with Trade and with myself, and making sure that I always felt like I was in the loop. I always felt like I had someone to talk to. They were really good about prepping prior to any call, giving me good background info, but also then following up after the fact. Sometimes you want to just hop on with someone and be like, all right, like I said these things, maybe I shouldn't have said that. And you want that person to kind of chat with about, you know, as you're going through the job search, because it's a very personal experience, right? It's like your career is being showcased in these like very small you know, bits of time with different people that you don't know. So it's personal and harrowing. And I think Ruckus not only was really proactive about connecting me with the right types of opportunities, but also I was going through the process, making sure that I felt like I was in the loop and being that kind of shoulder to not cry on, but to lean on when I needed advice or support.
Ah, amazing. Well, thank you so much, Angelo. It was an absolute pleasure getting to chat with you today. And I will let you get back to all of the things that you have to do at Trade. But thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in to Culture, Talent, and Growth. If you found value in this conversation, please leave a review, subscribe, and share this episode with a friend. You can visit bringruckus.com for more ways to connect. And remember, new episodes come out on Tuesday.